of us, bicycles for two, broken-hearted jubilee. Parachutes, army boots, sleeping bags for two, sentimental jamboree. Bye, bye, says the sign in the shop window. Why, says the junk in the yard. La, 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 la.
Hello again and welcome to I've Got a Beatles Podcast with Dave and Chris. And we are back with another one of our famed cover songs episode.
Oh, darn. I thought it was an all Jeff Lynne episode. Damn it.
Well, you surprised me right away because, as usual, now if you're a longtime listener to the podcast, you know that Chris and I almost never coordinate which songs we're going to play if we're doing a cover song episode. So once again, I'm in the dark.
He's in the dark.
Have no idea.
I know what he picked, but he has no idea why I picked.
Exactly.
So I really surprised him there with Jeff Lynne's Junk off of The Art of McCartney. Now, that came out last year, and it's mixed reviews type album. But it gave us the idea of like, oh, we did back in episode 10 and episode 22, we did Beatle covers, people covering Beatles songs. But we didn't do, and we did a reverse covers.
Right.
We heard the songs that the Beatles covered, both solo and in the Beatles. Those were episodes 39 and 41. So, you know, we're awfully due for a cover versions. So this is going to be cover versions of solo Beatle tracks.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to play DJ for a lot of this episode here because... apart from our obvious love of the Beatles, we also have other tastes in music too, and I think that comes out in the cover songs that we pick. I chose two different approaches to coming up with my list of solo covers this time. One was I first picked my favorite solo Beatles songs, so there are a couple in here, and then I found a version that I liked. And then the other one was just finding artists that I like and kind of seeing if they had recorded any solo Beatles songs. So some of them I think you'll know, probably, at least from my list, because I don't know yours. You'll know a couple of mine, and then probably some unfamiliar ones. And that's what makes it fun, is it's like your own Pandora here with Beatle covers, or solo covers, as you get to hear songs that you know, but maybe in a different way and by people you don't know.
Like good old Jeff Lynne there, like, doing Junk.
Yeah.
One of the better tracks off of that, like I said, sort of a mixed bag collection. I really love Jeff Lynne's voice. And you know, recently he re-recorded all of the ELO songs, and it sounds just exactly the same. His voice is just as good as it has ever been. So
he does have a great voice.
Yeah, so that's why I picked that one. So.
And also, if you're a listener, long-time listener of the podcast, you know how Chris feels about Jeff Lynne's production of drums. And fortunately, we were spared from any plastic-sounding drums on that particular track.
Yeah. So.
Well, very good. Well, before we continue on into the next selection, or my first selection, I just want to give a nice welcome to our new listeners here. We've noticed that the recent hit count on the podcast has been higher, and so we want to say hello, and if you haven't listened to us before, check out our Podbean site, which is our host site, where you can get all of our episodes, even going back to number one.
That's the first covers episode.
Yeah, exactly. But we're glad you're listening and hope you enjoy our cover songs today. And so, are we ready for number two?
Yeah, this is Dave. This is one of yours here.
All right. So
I was pleased to see this one on the list.
Yeah, we've got a mutual love for this band, We're going to continue with the McCartney theme here, and the song I've chosen is Silly Love Songs, which we talked about last episode in the Helter Skelter discussion about Paul being a soft rocker and a crooner and balladeer. Well, this version that we're going to hear is anything but. So why don't we listen to it? It's Silly Love Songs done by Red House Painters.
And it's quite a long song, so we're going to listen to quite a bit of it, I think.
But yeah, I think we should get the feel of it. So let's check out that. Yes, so the Red House Painters doing Silly Love Songs, and I'd like to dedicate that one to a mutual friend of ours from college who got me into the Red House Painters, and Mark Kozelik, who's the singer, the lead singer and songwriter. This goes out to Dawson, who's a big fan of them. So, how do you describe that version?
What I like is they're doing their own thing with it. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Neil Young. It does sort of sound like a Neil Young Crazy Horse jam.
Yeah.
They have another on this album, Songs for a Blue Guitar. They also have a version of Long Distance Runaround that kind of is similar.
Mm-hmm.
And a really, really fantastic, way better than the original Cars version of a song called All Mixed Up. I think they're great. They're real slow, kind of moody band.
Very.
Yeah, and he's gone on to create another band called Sun Kill Moon. Slow and moody.
Yeah.
So
you got to be in the mood, but it's really great stuff. And they made a whole album of Modest Mouse covers, which angered a lot of fans because they sound very different than the original, but as you can tell, it sounds a lot like that sort of thing. But Anyway, something very different, a very different take on a really famous McCartney song. And so there you have it. What's your number two?
Well, my number two is from a Swedish folk singer, Jose Gonzalez.
He doesn't sound very Swedish.
This is from the... yeah, I know. It's very, very strange. But this is from the soundtrack to The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which a pretty good movie, actually. I saw that recently. And it's his version of Number 9 Dream.
Ah.
So let's have a listen to Jose Gonzalez.
That's really nice. I've never heard of Jose Gonzalez, but I like his voice and think it fits that song pretty well. It's very dreamy, chill kind of feel.
Yeah, and it really fit the movie pretty well, too. Of course, Walter Mitty is sort of someone who doesn't take chances and sort of is... Mm-hmm. And then he gets into this sort of magical world in his head and starts sort of living out these experiences. So it fit the movie really well, and I just remember watching the movie and was like, oh yeah, Number 9 Dream. Yeah. Oh, that's a great version. So so that's my second pick. What's your second pick?
So we move from Lennon to McCartney on this one, and yeah. I don't think I need to introduce who the singer is. I think it's very obvious from when you hear it. So I'll just say that this is a McCartney cover, and then we'll come back and hear your thoughts on it.
MJ.
Little MJ.
He's Michael Jackson, they're singing actually lower than Paul did on the original.
Exactly, yeah. That's a good point. That's true. Paul sings that song falsetto from London Town, Girlfriend. And that was a song that was really... he almost gave it to Michael because it was so close to when it was recorded. This was on Michael Jackson's very, very good album, Off the Wall.
Yeah.
I always like that. So it's very cheesy. The song's very cheesy, but it's so catchy. It sticks in your head. It's one of those.
Well, it really fits Michael Jackson pretty well.
Yeah, almost perfect for him.
Like, yeah. The Girl Is Mine and you know, Girlfriend and, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I like that version.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
So that was when they were still friendly.
Yeah. So, this next pick of mine is another extremely long one.
Okay.
So we won't listen to the whole thing, obviously. If you have a Netflix account, perhaps recently you've seen posted a Netflix original documentary called What Happened, Miss Simone. And it's about Nina Simone, and I watched it. It's a just knock your socks off fantastic documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been a Nina Simone fan for quite some time. I've been an admirer of her music quite a bit.
I think you actually played one of her covers on one of the previous cover episodes.
I may have.
Yeah.
Well, here is a cover I came across of Isn't It a Pity?
Ooh.
And it is really great. We'll start it a little bit into it so we can get some of the lead vocals. So here's Nina Simone, Isn't It a Pity?
Talking about yet, but I'm gonna tell you soon. It's a pity. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? Yes, how we break each other's hearts and cause each other pain. How we take each other's love without thinking anymore. Forgetting to give back, forgetting to remember, just forgetting a note of thank you. Isn't it a pity? Some things take so long, but how do I explain?
Hard to even pot that down.
Yeah, it is. Get me a scotch on the rocks here. I mean, I feel like I'm sitting in the bar here. She's just pouring her heart out to me.
Yeah.
And just brings a complete transformation of that song away from the really heavy wall of sound production number that it is, which is great. But it's so intimate and personal.
Yeah, and she adds lyrics to it at points. Mm-hmm. She's really getting to the heart of the soul of the intention of the song.
Yeah.
So I just love Nina Simone. I can't go on. And what really, when I listened to this in preparation for the show, what really struck me was, and what struck me in the documentary as well, is her piano playing is so incredible. She's a classically trained piano player.
Oh.
And she never started singing just to make some money because she couldn't get into, because of her color, she couldn't get into the piano school she wanted to get into. And you know, next thing you know, they're like, well, if you're gonna play piano, you gotta sing. She's like, all right. So
good thing she did.
Yeah, good thing she did. Good thing. Yeah. Good for us that happened.
Yeah.
So
wow, great choice.
Yeah. She also did a cover of My Sweet Lord, I believe.
Yeah, that was another very popular song that's been covered a lot of times and very well by a lot of people, too. So I don't know. Maybe we'll hear one later. I'm not sure. Because I don't know. Anyway, moving right along, we go from George back to John now. And my next selection is a song that was recorded, well, it actually appeared on the album Milk and Honey after John was killed. And it's called Grow Old With Me. Very beautiful, touching song for Yoko. And this version I have is by a group called The Postal Service.
Grow old along with me. The best is yet to be. When our time is come, we will be as one.
Yeah, so does that voice sound familiar?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that's Ben Gibbard, better known in Death Cab for Cutie, was the lead singer of that. This is his other band.
Yeah.
And this was from 2003, the album Give Up, and it's just a very sweet, kind of innocent-sounding production on that.
I think they only released that one album and maybe some other little tracks over there, and then disbanded, reunited, and then broke up again.
Yeah.
So
it's very fractious, but it's
sort of a side project. I think Jenny Lewis is in that too from Rilo Kiley. So real good, great.
That's nice. I love indie music. You're going to hear a couple more indie groups as well, and so there you have it. So, all right, what's your next one?
Well, this one's not indie, that's for sure. This one comes to us from a heavy metal master.
Oh,
Ozzy Osbourne.
Hmm.
And Ozzy Osbourne is a real heavy metal dude, right? I mean, he's one of the we talked a lot about heavy metal in the last episode. One of the founders of heavy metal.
Absolutely.
But I find most of his solo work to be really crisp, clean pop songs almost. a good example of that is this really good version of the John Lennon song, How.
How can I go forward when I don't know which way I'm facing? And I don't know which way to turn. Don't know how to feel. How can I feel something when my feelings?
Yeah, very nice. I remember reading somewhere that Ozzy Osbourne is a huge Beatles fan, especially John Lennon.
Yeah.
Really relates to him. I think he, in the video that you can see on YouTube, that which I watched, he almost looks like John in a way here with his glasses and his hair parted down the middle. And
yeah,
that's a really nice version. It's sympathetic to the original, but it has a very different voice, obviously.
Yeah, he's a good singer.
Yeah,
he really very honestly is.
Yeah,
definitely. So
we're in a Lennon patch right now because the next one I have is, we're gonna change pace completely here and go instrumental on this one.
Oh,
yes, this is a version of John's song "Beautiful Boy" about Sean from Double Fantasy, and this is performed by the jazz guitarist Bill Frisell.
Fantastic. That's a whole album of John Lennon tunes.
That's right. It's called All We Are Saying, and it's all version. Bill Frisell's a really experimental guitar player, really creative, interested in sound and timbre, as you can tell. Trying to get really unique sounds out of the guitar, and you can really tell it on that song. So it's got a different feel, but is pretty faithful to the melody, and yet it's got the pedal steel going and the volume pedal, and just a nice take on very pretty song.
Pretty good, pretty good. I gotta download that album.
Check it out. Bill Frisell. Yes.
Well, I really did some digging.
Uh-oh.
And I found a Ringo cover.
I was trying, and it was really not easy.
Well, I found one from Betty LaVayette.
Who?
Betty LaVayette.
Who?
She's an American singer-songwriter, and she's been around for a while, but has only achieved fame in the last, say, 10 years. She's sort of uncategorizable, but sort of soul, blues, rock and roll, funk. You know, a little bit of country mixed in there. So this is really good. She, ironically too, had a version of "Isn't It a Pity" that I listened to. But I found a version of her doing "It Don't Come Easy." So here's Betty LaVayette.
Sing the blues, you gotta pay some dues, 'cause it ain't coming easy. You don't have to shout or thrash all about, you can take it real easy. Get up about the past and all your sorrows. The future, it won't last. It'll soon be old tomorrow. I don't ask for much. All I want is trust. But I know it don't come easy. This love of mine is growing all the time, but it ain't growing easy. Open up your heart. Let's come together.
Man, there's flames coming off that guitar there with some of those slides. That's pretty gnarly blues.
Yeah.
Feel on that one. I like that. Betty Lavette, is it Lavette or?
I'm not sure. Haven't heard it pronounced by anyone.
Okay.
But I'm going to dig further into her catalog.
Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah. Again, really, really different feel than the Ringo version.
She also has a version on the, there's a, this was off the album Interpretations, the British Rock Songbook, and it also has a version of Wish You Were Here, which I've just got to hear after
that would
that
be
one.
Great.
So,
okay. Wow, great choice. I like that. Yeah. So, yeah, we go from Ringo, and we'll go to the same period here, and a song that Ringo played on the original, and actually played on this one, too. This is Paul McCartney's version of All Things Must Pass from the Concert for George. And
this is really getting...
It's
meta.
Like meta. It's very meta here. So Paul doing George and Ringo and George played on the original, and Ringo is still playing on this one. But it's one of the great performances, one of many, many great performances in the Concert for George, which we're going to devote some time to someday and go through that concert. But this is my favorite performance of one of my favorite George songs from that concert. So here's Paul's version of All Things Must Pass.
Sunrise doesn't last all morning. A cloudburst doesn't last all day. Seems my love is up and has left you with no warning. It isn't always gonna be this great. All things must pass. All things must pass. A mind can roll the clouds away. After all this, my love is up and must be leaving. It isn't always gonna be.
Jeff Lynne again.
Yeah, there.
Yes.
Yeah, Jeff Lynne. The cast of very famous characters on that stage, including Jeff Lynne.
And Donnie.
Yeah, Donnie's on there. And, of course, Eric Clapton is front and center on that one, too, on the guitar. And Paul just sings that one so well. And he's playing the same guitar that I have, a Martin D28. So it's even better, and just, yeah, very touching. I always get kind of choked up at the end of that one.
My next selection here is from, if you know anything about me, Dave, you know one of my favorite musicians in all of the world, favorite singer maybe, is David Bowie.
Yes.
And David Bowie was a big admirer of a particular song of George Harrison's and finally covered it on his, I believe, 2003 album, Reality. And it is David Bowie with his version of Try Some, Buy Some, which I love.
We're back in time. Someone said try some. I tried some, now buy some. I bought some. Ooh. After a while, when I had tried them, denied them, I opened my eyes and I saw. Not a thing did I have, not a thing did I see, till I called on your love, and your love came to me.
It's almost like he borrowed the Wall of Sound technique, very Wall of Sound on that one. But it's, yeah, but it's with the David Bowie-isms and all of his great vocalizations and interpretations. So I like that. It's very a classic song for him to sing.
Yeah, it's right. He knows what's in his wheelhouse when he covers songs. It's pretty good job.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So we'll go to a Lennon song for my last in episode song here. I picked my favorite John Lennon song, which is "Watching the Wheels." And so for this one, I have a version by another indie group that was pretty popular in the 90s and into the aughts, and they're called The Samples.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, they look at me kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. They say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Give me all kinds of advice designed to enlighten me. When I tell them that I'm doing fine, watching shadows on the wall, don't you miss the big time, you're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round.
Sort of a reggae thing happening there, like you said.
Yeah, It was supposed to be used for a John Lennon tribute album. I don't know if it was the Instant Karma Darfur one, but for some reason it never was taken for that. But I think it's a pretty nice version, and always nice to hear that song. That is one of my favorites for sure.
Yeah. Well, my last selection is from Donny Hathaway. Donny Hathaway was a jazz blues soul singer, gospel singer back in the 70s. Died tragically. It's sort of his whole career was a little tragic. He was diagnosed as paranoid schizophrenic and then would never just take his medicine. So it was, he was all over the place. And in 1979, he killed himself. So it was a very, very sad ending. But his 1972 live album, Donny Hathaway Live, is just electric. It's just very, very, very great. And on that album, and yeah, there's also a studio version, but I you know, far prefer this live version here of Jealous Guy. It's really, really fantastic. I've noticed you have an affinity for blues interpretations, or more bluesy, funky type interpretations. Maybe that just turned out that way.
Yeah.
I had others on my list that we didn't get to, including a really terrible one from Christina Aguilera. But
we'll spare you this time.
But this guy, Donny Hathaway, is just true. You do know him from, he's the co-composer and original performer of the Christmas standard, This Christmas.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And he had a big hit with Roberta Flack in the 70s, Where is the Love? If you remember that song. Where is the love?
That's, I think, our... I heard that on 70s on 7 on Sirius XM.
And
such a great song too. Obviously, that was another one that was performed really, really close to when it was released. So I like those kind of hot off the press ones, going back to when Jimi Hendrix heard Sgt. Pepper's and got it like over the weekend and recorded it. And
Yeah,
there's something like catching the fire of the moment there. It's really, sounds great. So, well, what a great list here. I hope you've enjoyed hearing some new versions of familiar songs. And I think we have enough in reserve that sometime in the future we'll do a part two.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many to get to, and we couldn't get to them all. I was really cutting my list down, and I had to make some quick pulls at the end, but I think we came up with some pretty nice ones here, so I look forward to doing this again.
Gee, I hope your last pick is that Christina Aguilera a version of Mother.
You know, I thought about it, but, you know.
It's like the worst possible person to be singing like a...
Yeah, I don't know who thought that would be a good idea. Yeah, he should be fired for that. But no, my last track as we're going out here, it's a classic. It was I was not a big fan of this group, but they were so popular when we were in high school that you couldn't help but hear them everywhere. And someone I mentioned last program or last episode, Nelson, he loved Helter Skelter. Well, he's now, we've reconnected here on Facebook and listened to the podcast, and I remember him playing this album for me right when it came out, and it was Use Your Illusion 1, right? I think that was the...
Yeah.
And
1 and 2 came out at the same day, I think.
Right, I think so. And, of course, we're talking about Guns N' Roses and their classic version of Live and Let Die. And I think that seems like a good ending song for tonight.
Yeah, follow us on Facebook. Go to at I've Got a Beatles on Twitter. See you in the next episode. Here's Guns N' Roses.
You were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say live and let live. If this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.